Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night, the evening that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As you can tell, as you can discern, I am so excited and delighted to be on the ministry one more time. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in, and I ask and I pray that something will be said or done that will edify and magnify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to be proud of, and I really appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. And yes, when the anointing comes, we flow with the anointing. You have to keep up. You have to keep up. Amen. Amen. And so here we are on tonight, and we are going to have our needs and wants night. And with that, we give everything unto God. It does not matter what it is. It does not matter how hard you feel it is. We give everything to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. All right, so without further ado, we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and the doers of his holy, sanctified, powerful, amen, word. Amen. We're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you continue to help us in our everyday walk with you. Help us with our discernment. Help us with our decisions. We thank you for the higher ground. We thank you for the things you're going to do. We thank you for the things you have done. And we thank you for the things that you're already building. We ask in the name of Jesus what you bless our feet to walk into the right paths. Would you put the right people around us and help us to edify and help us to magnify who you are. Help us, Heavenly Father, to hear your purpose and your plan. Help us to be better people. Help us to serve more and to do more. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable, something that is pleasing within your sight. We ask that you bless each person who's on the line, all 49 individuals. We ask that you bless the co-host and that you bless the host and that you bless this ministry and the platforms that we're able to stand on. That you bless the workshop that's going on this week, each person, each presentation. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to increase our territory and would you expand your anointing and your power all over this land and country. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer but never relinquish ourselves out of your presence, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. and amen. And we are getting ready to go higher and higher in the Lord. The Lord is doing some great things in our lives. He's bringing some people in our lives. And he is helping us to keep focus on who he is. And on tonight, we are going to take our needs and wants unto God. God has already supplied our needs and wants. We prayed unto God, and God has done that. And the title is, If You Need It, God Has It. What are you talking about, if you need it? Whatever you need, God has it. If you want it, God can give it. Trust me, believe me, that God can give you what you want according to his will. And if you need it, God has it. Amen? So if you need it, just know that God is rich with houses and land. He holds the world in the palm of his hand. Rubies and diamonds, silver and gold, tell them I'm a child of God. So anything that we need, we can go to God in prayer. And sometimes we have to make sacrifices when God gives us what we need and what we want. We have to make sacrifices. And before we get into this, I always tell you, do not be selfish. God is listening. He knows. And so we shouldn't be selfish, and we shouldn't just pray for our family or ourselves. And we should pray for those we know, those we don't know. We should pray for our friends. We should pray for people that we know who are sick, in the hospitals, afflicted. We need to pray for others and then pray for ourselves. That doesn't mean neglect yourself, but it means that we do not ask amiss. Because if we ask amiss, that means we're being selfish and we just say, God, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want, I need, I need, I need, I need. But God says that he has many children, and he says he has enough to go around. If you don't believe me, read the story of the fish and five loaves of bread that God is showing right now. Amen? Amen. So we're looking at this. If you need it, God has it. If you want it, God can give it. And so I'm going to play some music. And, of course, this is one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite artists, Praise Is What I Do, by the Reverend William Murphy. And on the left side of your paper, we always start with our needs. And, of course, on the right side, I have to get this pen, we always have our wants. Okay, so we're going to write our needs and our wants on the other side. Here we go. Okay, and I told you I had a journal, and it reads, with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. All right, so remember that with God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With God, all things are possible. And because all things are possible, I can do all things. That's what you need to repeat in your head, no matter what anybody say. You need to repeat that. So listen to how God put it. He says, with God, all things are possible, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the strength comes from Christ, and we can do all things. And with God, all things are possible. So if you have dreams, if you have visions, if you want to start your own ministry, you want to start your own speaking business, you can do it. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. But guess what? We're on this ministry each and every day. Have to be obedient unto God. Talk to you a little bit before we just get into it, okay? With the ministry of God, you have to have a relationship with God. You know, just think about it. If you just go up to somebody and say, hey, you know, I need this, I need that, they're going to look at you like, what, who is this? You have to have a relationship, you know, and God still takes care of us, even though some of us pretend like we don't know God, we deny God in public. You know, God forbid any type of, you know, people say, people use the term churchy, but when the storms of life come, then they want everybody to pray. So I don't really believe in churchy, churchy, being too churchy. I don't believe in praying too much, you know, because I feel like and I believe that we need God in everything that we do, you know. And so everything that we do, we must include God, whether it's obscure, you know, our lives should be a Bible. And we're not saying, and even in the Bible, there were some imperfections. And when I say the Bible, we should live as closely to the Word of God as possible. None of us are perfect, and we won't be perfect. But there's no such thing as being too churchy, because when the storms of life come, then everybody wants prayer, right? So there's no such thing, or there's no such thing as talking about God too much or serving God too much. There's no such thing. And so I wanted to put that out there in the atmosphere as the Lord was speaking. And also, each and every day, we should acknowledge God and honor God, you know, pray unto God. And I want to share this with you, and then we're going to get into our needs and wants. I've been praying to God concerning health and concerning careers and concerning speaking and concerning ministry, concerning family, concerning a lot of things. I've been speaking to God and I've been listening to the Word of God. And I want to share this with you as far as health is concerned. One of the things that I have trained my body to do through prayer and supplication is from the time I wake up in the morning that God wakes me up until 12 noon, right? During those moments, I think of the goodness of God as I carry on with my day. That is my food. That is my substance. You know, we always need to sacrifice something. It's not a fast. But being obedient to God, God says, you know, at 12 noon, he says, partake. And this does not go for everybody, because everybody's body is different. But I tell you what, I see some very positive things. I see more energy, more strength. Because when I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, and it's all throughout the day. And at 12 noon, okay, it's time to eat, right? And so my body now is trained, okay, you wake up with your mind on Jesus, you thank God. When you feel yourself or your body, if you feel hungry, like the first couple of days, you know, my stomach wasn't trained for that. So the first couple of days, my stomach began to growl, and I was thinking of a scripture in my mind, and I kept moving. That was my strength. And so God says sometimes, you know, it's just like gas. We run out of gas. God says we run out of strength sometimes. And we're not talking about strength as in physical strength. We're talking about the strength and power of God. We're talking about the strength of the Spirit. And when you have the strength of the Spirit, God says you're able to withstand many things. You're able to have patience. You're able to show love. You're able to have a great demeanor. And so that's what I'm working on my health portion. I want to have a balance. God calls it a balance, spiritual balance, between spiritual health and food and the physical health and food. So that's how I wanted to share that with you. You might want to try it. It depends on your body. Pray about it before you do it. I will tell you, for those of you who like to take risks, I will tell you that the first day you do it, you can call it a fast, but the first day that you begin to say, okay, I'm going to stay focused on God, I'm going to say a verse, your stomach is going to growl. And what helped me was to keep my mind on Jesus. And so I've trained. So now, as I said before, my body is trained that, hey, this is God's time. You know, you're not going to starve. This is God's time. And so, you know, from 12 to 6, you know, of course you're going to have snacks, and you're going to have a meal at 12, and then, of course, at 6 you're going to have a meal, but you're going to have snacks in between. So, no, you're not going to starve. I don't partake of any water between the time I get up at 12. Of course, you have to brush your teeth and things of that nature. But I'm talking about water, anything, none of it, because that's all dedicated to God. So I was just sharing that little bit with you. It really works. It helps. It's powerful. All right? So we're going to go with our needs and wants, and I want you to think about others as well. I want you to think about your family. If you have someone sick in the hospitals, I want you to think about people who are going through crisis. I want you to think about people who are lonely. I want you to think about people who are crying, people who are broken. I want you to think about the storms that we encounter within our lives. I want you to think outside the box. And then at the end, I want you to go ahead and express your needs and wants unto God. But we're going to pray unto God. We're praying for people in the hospital. We're praying for diagnosis. We're praying for surgeries. Amen. We're praying for people who are stepping out on platforms. We're praying for people who are stepping out on faith. We're praying for the outcast of demonic spirits. We're praying for people's minds. We're praying for people's hearts. We're praying for bereaved families that we know and that we don't know. We're praying for the Spirit of God to fall upon us. We're praying for just to continue to be imitators of God. We're praying for spiritual atonement. We're praying for the Rhema word. We're praying for the expectancy of God. We're praying for miracles and healing. We're praying for new record deals for these artists, praise God, amen. We're praying for film distribution. We're praying for scripts. We're praying for new ground. We're praying for new connections. We're praying for ministries at freedomloveshow.com plus others. We're praying for everybody. And so in this, in your needs, I want you to focus on what you need and what you want. Focus on what your family needs. If somebody's going in for surgery, if somebody's in the hospital, if somebody's in a convalescent home, I need you to pray for them. And what do they need? Do they need healing? Do they need reverse diagnosis? What do they need? And be specific. God says be specific. And you have to believe. God says if it's in his will, he says he will change it around. And so we have to, that's why we pray, because we want to pray in the will of God. We don't want to pray amiss. We don't want to pray for something that God has already closed the door on. We don't want to pray for something that God has already said no to. So that's why before we get into our needs and wants and before we jump into things, we have our prayer, the revelation of God, then we go into our needs and wants, okay? So let's get ready for it. And this is Praise Is What I Do by Pastor William Murphy. And then we're going to see the other songs that comes on. And we're going to participate in this activity about 7 minutes, if possible. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida. Love.
Where the happy
Amen. We're going to listen to one more song because of who you are. I give you glory. No, we're going to listen to Jesus, I Love You by Norman Hutchins. Jesus, I Love You by Norman Hutchins. And I want you to really think about this song. And we don't, before the song comes on, we don't love God for the things that he's doing for us. We love God for who he is. And if we learn to love God for who he is, God will do so much more for us. Amen. So look at all your needs and wants and begin to thank God. Tell God you love him. Reverence God. All of those reverse diagnoses, all of that healing, all of that comfort. Just thank God. And I understand that some people are going through some losses, and we still have to make sure that we look to God, because with God, all things are possible. So look at your needs and wants and begin to thank God and see yourself in each position. See yourself in each blessing. After this song, I'm going to give you the announcements and bid you good night. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com.
And it was you. Made my life complete. You are to me my everything. And that is why I sing. Jesus, I love you. Because you care. I couldn't imagine if you weren't there.
Because you care.
Come on and say,
Jesus, I love you. you.
Man, that was Mr. Norman Hutchins, Jesus, I Love You. And if you need it, God has it. If you want it, God can give it. Amen. God can give us everything that we need. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to AfritaLoveShow.com. AfritaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio or BlogTalkRadio.com/FritaLove. BlogTalkRadio.com/FritaLove. Please do that. Encourage your family and friends. Text your family and friends right now and let them know that we're on live and this is a recorded session, so therefore they can go back and play it. All right, gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, 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 Facebook, Afrita Love at AlfredaLove, or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. When you begin to pray for individuals, you begin to call out those spirits of sickness. You begin to call out those spirits that causes us of depression and stress and all of those things. You be sure to call those out and call their names, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And do not forget to pray for yourself, because we all need strength as well. And pray for those you know and those you do not know. When I say those you do not know, those individuals who you hear about on television, or if a friend say, hey, I have someone that I know who's ill or who's lost a loved one, then you just begin to pray for everybody and make sure that everyone is covered. Each one pray for one. Amen. Now, grab your calendars. Grab your calendars right now. I'm only going to speak about one event. Grab your calendars. Look at Saturday, God's will. Look at Saturday. Look at it very well, because that's a blessed day. Amen. I will give a presentation. I and many others will give a presentation in San Antonio, Texas. That's San Antonio, Texas. Yes, right up the road if you're close to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. If you're in Waco, if you're in Austin, if you're in San Antonio, and if you really love students, and if you're an administrator, teacher, superintendent, whoever you are, please, please, please be sure to come out to this particular session that I'm giving entitled Help, My Blank Class Is Not Responding. Now, let me tell you this. Only nice words are to be involved in this little sentence here. All right, I'm giving this presentation at 9:45 a.m. at the Tropicana Hotel in San Antonio, Texas. San Antonio, Texas is a very nice hotel. There are many different workshops going on. And if you can fill in the blank with the subject, word, or verb, this workshop is for you. If you're one of those teachers, professors, educators who says, help, my blank class is not responding. And when we speak about a non-responsive class, we're going to focus on ESL, English as a Second Language, Integrated Classroom Management. Now, we're going to also have a presentation later on in the summer with ESL strategies, only ESL strategies and things of that nature. But what we're trying to move towards is an ESL integrated classroom, because we've been doing some research and we found that many students who are not ESL, and that could be students from everywhere around this world who speaks a language other than English, they benefit from ESL strategies because it's a lot of pictures, phonemic awareness, and things of that nature. So what I'm finding out through research is that we should integrate some of these things, and I'm coming up with the curriculum, into classroom management. When I speak about classroom management, we're talking about the setup of the classroom. We're talking about the visuals. We're talking about the makeup of the classroom. We're talking about engaging students and things of that nature. So please come out. Please, please, please come to this particular workshop. I know a lot of the teachers and administrators in San Antonio have received flyers, and it's all over the place. This is a huge event. It's annually. So please come out. It's called Help. My blank class is not responding. If you can fill in a blank, if you want to understand the purpose of how I would like to see ESL integrated in classroom structure, come to this workshop. I'm also looking for individuals who want to help write some curriculum, you know, in order to pitch it to different areas, because we need ESL integration. It helps our SPED kids. It helps just all types of students, even regular learners, because some GT students are visual. You know, and they need those pictorial representations. And so if you are really interested, come to this workshop. We're going to have a good time. And let me give you a breakdown. We're going to have the introduction, of course. I'm going to tell you why we need different ESL classes, bilingual classes, what the state says about it. Then we're going to go into the three types of students that we have in these classes. It doesn't matter if it's ESL or whatever. There are three types of students. Then we're going to go into three types of teachers. Then we're going to go into how to de-escalate different behaviors and how to make students feel welcome when they come in your classroom. And we're not just talking about smiling at them saying, hey, welcome. We're talking about actually intentionally putting those things in place where students feel welcome in the classroom. We're talking about eye contact. When you speak to a group of people, and you'll see this in the presentation, I like to scan the room. Now, if I'm only speaking to one person, then I'm going to look at one person and speak. But part of any ESL culture, whatever language is spoken, what we really teach is how our eyes should communicate. If you have a group of people in a room, and you don't at least make eye contact two times within a 30-minute period, that is ineffective communication. Because you need to, when we talk about integration, we're not just talking about putting students of different backgrounds together. We're talking about integration as to making different people feel welcome in your meetings, welcome in your classroom. So it's very, eye contact is very important. Now, of course, if you're talking to one person, you look at the one person, right? But if you have a group of people, you scan, you know. And so that's part of the hidden secret that we found out. I mean, we learned that at Baylor in our communication class. Matter of fact, let me tell you this real quick, and Baylor didn't tell me to do this. If you want to learn how to communicate with people and how to make presentations, attend or enroll in one of the Baylor classes. When I was a freshman at Baylor, Their classes are phenomenal. They teach you about eye contact. It's very important. That's how people feel welcome. They teach you about the 5-second eye contact, right? So please, if you're close to Waco, take that class. If you're thinking about presenting, take that class. It's very important. Even when you're calling a meeting, you know, it's very polite. It's very right. It's very professional to make eye contact at least twice with each person in that room. That's inclusion. A lot of people think inclusion, when we talk about inclusion, is including people in the regular stream of class, including these ESL students. That's not, that's part of inclusion. That's putting someone there, but do they really feel welcome? You know, and that's the real gist of this. That's how ESL students and all students feel welcome, is when we're able to have those things in place and when we understand as professionals how our eye contact and how we make these individuals feel welcome or not. That is ESL integrated classrooms. Because you can put a million people in a room and now one of them feel welcome. So it's very important. It's very important. Okay, so come to that presentation. It's called Help, My Blank Class Is Not Responding. Now, on the program, it's going to say Help, My Class Is Not Responding. But I'm telling you, for those of you who are listening in the San Antonio area, all those areas over there, if you can fill in the blank with a subject, word, or verb, this workshop is for you. And also, I'm looking for some curriculum people because, you know, I have this vision. And I want to share it with you because I'm working on some curriculum for ESL integration. All right. Okay, and I want to make it clear that it's more than just putting students in a classroom and saying, okay, that's integrated curriculum, because it's not, because you have to make sure that everybody feels welcome and things of that nature. Integration is so much bigger than people portray it. All right, great. Now then, so check that out, all right? What time? 9:45 at the Tropicana Hotel in San Antonio, Texas. All right, that's the only announcement I'm going to make this week, and I'm going to continue to make it. Now, after this week, God's will, then I'll make the other announcements for April 9th. Now then, if you would feast your eyes on afrida.hubpages.com, afrida.hubpages.com, you will see a commercial, L'Oreal, amen. Then you will see celebrities, blues, music, political science, and politics, yes, television and TV shows, fashion models, charities, and you will see many different things. So please be sure to look at afrida.hubpages.com. Now then, if you go to the afridaloveshow.com, then you will see that this is the hub for everything. I want you to check out Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford as well as Minister LaShawn McLemore. Look at their websites and the things that they have to offer. Please look at that. Of course, if you need a speaker, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, that's emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? I want you to also look at the spiritual guide. If you would like to order a spiritual guide, and we still have 12 left, praise the Lord, spiritual guide, please be sure to do so. Just click on Amazon and do that. This book will also be highlighted in Germany as well. So anyone in Germany, be sure to look out for a spiritual guide on the go. Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. Yes, you're right in the studio. So, here it is right here. You're right in the studio. If you want to follow, you can. You can click the follow button under my picture, or you can just connect with me on Facebook at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Of course, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, just be sure to look through this particular website. Of course, we're working on the Marcy Gerald story, looking for pitch opportunities and things of that nature, working on a script. Please read the Marcy Gerald story. All right. Now let's go to let's see, oh, Stellar Gospel Music, StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. All right, so here's the homepage here. And, of course, we need to update some things, but please go there and check it out, as well as the About Us, the contacts, the services, and church events around the world. Remember, April 2nd, I would like to see you guys in San Antonio. There are many people coming. Please come to the 9:45. My class is not responding. We're going to have the format, of course, is going to be I'm going to give you some information. We're going to share some experiences. And I'm going to give you time to ask questions as well. I do want to put this in. We have a one-day or two-day workshop as well. If you're interested, you can ask me about that. But I'll have some papers there if you're interested. Okay? And every one of you for tuning in, listening to the If You Need It, God Has It. If You Want It, God Can Give It. If you missed part of the ministry, do not worry because it is recorded. If you want to become a guest on the ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE. I would love to have you on the ministry. Be sure to check out those three websites. Be sure to stay connected. As once before, April 2nd, the main event is in San Antonio, Texas. My blank class is not responding by Dr. Alfreda Love. Come, enjoy, and have fun. Amen? Amen. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, for our Praying with Power and Love Night, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.